We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishnah Menachem Yaakov Bepirchos Leo. We're in Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Yudalad. Rabbi Elazar Omer. This is Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, the fifth of the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Teaches us three things. Number one, have a shakud lilmod Torah. A person should be diligent to study Torah. In fact, the next line says v'dama shetashiv la'apikores. Person should know to be able enough Torah in order to respond to an apikores. We'll try to define an apikores in a moment. But there are those Rishonim who claim that these are connected. Person should be diligent in their learning, even if you have a tradition from your parents and grandparents, if you learned a lot of Torah. But if we're not diligent in our own learning, putting the effort to be able to answer difficult questions, we won't have the resources necessary to respond to an apikoros. We don't initiate with a conversation, a debate with an apikoros, but we need at least to be able to respond to them. So maybe these are together. Have a shock a little more Torah, so that you'll know masha tashav apikoros. Some say the word vida belongs here, and you should know how to respond to an apikoros. Maybe that's a separate statement. But of course, the point here is that a person has to be involved in learning and putting in the effort and the toil, says Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, and this should be independent as well of responding to an apikoros. But of course, if a person is shakud, is diligent in the study of Torah, he'll be able to respond to an apikoros. What is an apikoros? Some claim that the word baratunu here says lashon hefker. Apikoros is like the word hefker, which means ownerless. What way is it? What's ownerless? Shem medvazeh satorah umachshiva kilu hi hefker. He disparages the Torah and makes it as if it's hefker, if it's ownerless, it's with nothing, nothing worthwhile to own, to take hold of, to possess. Inami mishum atzmo mesim atzmo kehefker. The hefker is that he makes himself like hefker. Ve'eno chas al nafsho lachush shema tavo alav ra'ah. He's not. He makes himself. What does it mean to make yourself hefker? You're throwing yourself away. The fact that you're disparaging the Torah or olom deho or tamdei chachamim, according to many, the Rambam writes it's in Hilchos Tshuva. Those who disparage tamdei chachamim, Torah scholars, also fall into the category of an apikoros. Of course, not just a heretic. But a person who makes himself hefker by disparaging Torah and Tamdei Chachamim, that's also an apikoros. Some say, so that's how we have the word, that's where it maybe comes from the word hefker, and some relate it to the Greek philosopher Epicurus, who lived about 400 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, and he spoke about the importance of the pursuit of pleasure as why we live in this world and what we're supposed to be doing. He obviously was a heretic, and we're referring to someone like this who didn't believe in many of the doctrines of Judaism, and he didn't believe in Olam Haba. So that's where the name, the word Epicurus comes from, and it's the idea of heresy. We need to be able to respond to them in order. And that's part of the diligence of learning Torah. The Rambam, however, thinks that the Vida Masha Tashav Apikoros is a separate statement, which means first we have to be diligent in our Torah study. That's an independent statement. And then we have to be able to learn certain other types of wisdom in order to respond to an Apikoros. And that's the separate statement. There are certain things we may have to learn which may not be Torah itself, but that would be important in order to respond to an Apikoros. An Apikoros very often may be quoting a psukim. We have to know the Tanakh very well so that we can respond to an apikoros. Because if we don't understand the psukim of our own Tanakh and they challenge us, so obviously we lose a golden opportunity in order to strengthen our belief in Torah and maybe the belief of someone else as well. When it comes to a non-Jew, the Rambam says that we respond to the apikoros, but we do not. That's only answering a non-Jew as an apikoros. When it comes to based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Lamed Ches. So non-Jewish heretic we respond to, but to debate with a Jewish heretic, that's something that's a complete waste of time. He knows when he knows. He learned it already. We won't be able to persuade him otherwise, and therefore we won't even respond to that type of apikoros. Then the Mishnah says, "V'dal fnei miata amel." You need to know in front of whom you are toiling. According to the Baruch Tanur, this relates to the previous statement. He says like this, "B'tshuva zu shata meishav apikoros." You need to know in front of whom you are toiling, which is in front of Hashem, of course. When you give this answer to the apikoros, make sure you realize in front of whom you are serving. Who are you serving? Shalo yifata libcha lintos ledato. You don't want it to negatively affect you. You have to realize that you are, why are you responding to this heretic? Because you believe in Hashem. Who do you serve? And who do you believe in? So we have to be careful. With Dad, you should always keep in mind, in front of whom are you working? You toil in words of Torah, and that is your belief. The Mishnah concludes, recognize that Hashem and the Da goes in this as well. You should know, you should be aware that Hashem is Ne'eman. You can rely on Hashem to pay you back for all of your work. This is not a contradiction to Antigonos. If Socho taught us in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, person should not serve Hashem Amanas the Kaba Pras, because we're not doing this for to expect a reward. We should just remind ourselves that there is a reward waiting for us, and that the fact that there is schar is certainly something that can strengthen a person, to bolster a person's performance and effort and energy that he puts into his mitzvos, but it's not why I'm doing it. I'm good because I'm serving Hashem, so just realize that he is Ne'eman indeed to pay you back. Perek Bey's Mishnah Tetzvav, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, realize now we're moving into these, the Talmidim that we spoke about, were the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So we went through from all the way to the beginning, Shimon HaTzadik, the last member of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, then we spoke about the Zugos, and then we ended with Hillel and Shammai, the last of the Zugos, and then we had Hillel and Hillel's and a whole chain of Hillel's family, and then we eventually spoke about one of his Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and then we spoke about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as far as Talmidim. So now we're moving on to some of the famous Tanoim. Happened to be that Rabbi Tarfon was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and we begin with him because his statement very much relates to what Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said in the previous Mishnah. We spoke about Baal Malachtecha, we work for Hashem, and he's going to pay you back, because that's what Rabbi Tarfon is saying as well. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Hayom Katzar V'Hamalach HaMalacha Meruba. The day is short, and there's a lot of work to be done. Of course, we're speaking about a person's life. Our life is very short, but not even for a long period of time, yet there's so much Malacha to be done. What does it mean, Malacha? Certainly when it comes to Torah, the Torah is so vast, there's so much that a person needs to learn. And certainly when it comes to other areas of the mitzvahs as well, v'hapoalim atzilim, unfortunately, people are very lazy. We follow the luxuries that we have, many desires that we have, and sometimes we're just very lazy to put in the effort that we need for Talmud Torah. V'hasachar harbe, we need to be aware that we are going to be paid back for this, and this relates to this mission as well. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said, v'neman hu ba'malach toch she'ichad v'sachar v'sachar p'lasecha, you're going to be paid back. There's great sachar, you're not doing it for the sachar, you're certainly doing it because you want to serve Hashem. It's not al kaba pras, but recognize that there is schar waiting for a person. Ubalabai is dochek, but recognize Hashem is putting pressure, so to speak, on a person. Hashem is warning us that we should be engaged in Torah, and we say that every day. Sitting in our homes, we should be learning. When we're traveling, at 9 in the morning, we should be studying Torah and as much as we can. And the balabai, who's the employer, he's dochek, he's v'hagisabayam v'layla, we say in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, Hashem is waiting for us to perform. We should remember that we say it every day, the Mishnah in Peah, that Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, Talmud Torah is the weight of Talmud Torah on the scale compared to all the other mitzvahs. The Talmud Torah is what allows us primarily to perform mitzvahs properly. Without learning, we often are lax in our performance of mitzvahs, or we make mistakes in the performance of mitzvahs, not recognizing the halachos of tefillah, the halachos of Shabbos, the halachos of yantiv, the halachos of kashrus, all because we had an opportunity to learn and we did not learn. So then, and not only that, the Baal Bayis Dochek is another message. Rabbi Yonah says, when it comes to an employer that's a human being, so it could be that if you do the jobs, okay, you contract it out, you finished it a little bit quicker, so that, okay, you did the job, you're going to be paid for the job. You take a little break here, take a little break there, it's not a problem. When it comes to Talmud Torah, it doesn't work that way. Talmud Torah is all about the Amelus. I have a free moment, so then I could be learning even more. So it's not about this contract. I have to build the house, and I built the house, and it's over. Every moment that we have, it can be learned for it can be used for the sake of Talmud Torah, so then we should be using that time wisely.